buscar su mayor recomendación. These wide-ranging challenges require prudent spending and effective mechanisms to ensure that tangible outputs are achieved through proper implementation of the budget. This report focuses on the spending trends by different departments and highlights in detail some challenges that still exist in the implementation of the budget. Point number two, it's about aggregate allocations and expenditure per economic classifications. Well, in aggregate, national departments were allocated an adjusted budget of 166.3 billion in the 2010-11 financial year, and that excludes direct charges. Of the appropriated funds, 133.3 billion, or 28%, was allocated to current payments. 301.8 billion, amounting to 64.7%, was allocated to transfers and subsidies, and 10 billion, which is 2.1%, was allocated to capital expenditure. What this says is that a lot of budget goes to transfers and subsidies, as it is normally the case. The preliminary figures indicated that national departments had to spend 256 billion, or 98% at the end of the fourth quarter. As a result, a 10 billion under expenditure was recorded at the end of the financial year. A year-on-year comparison indicates an increase in the under-expenditure rate of 5.1 billion for the previous financial year, which is 2009-2010.
Jefferson, sorry. Just a proposal to meet him halfway. I mean, we've done with one, the introduction. Can we just sign it off if there's no problems and then deal with point two? He carries on reading. So we sign off the introduction and we know we're done, over.
Just on the last, second last paragraph, in the under expenditure rate of 5.1 million, I would like to suggest that instead of using the word for after that, we use, say, compared to the previous financial year. Not for, but compared to. You got that?
On that, on the introduction, that last paragraph, should we say the report comes in the period or is presented during the period? We're presenting this report. I'm saying that the sentence says the report comes in the period. So I'm saying, shouldn't we say that the report is presented during the period?
I also had a problem with those tenses, you see, because the report, this is going to be our report, you see. So you can't say the report comes in a period, because now this report, the information that we received was received in a period when, you see. Okay. And then there's just another thing that I don't really understand. It's in the first paragraph. In the first paragraph, the last line, okay, says the number of issues, including those listed below, emanating from the 2011-12 fourth quarter expenditure report. But it's wrong. That's it.
Last line of the first one, of the budget, I think. Still exists in the implementation of, you can either say of budgets or of the budget. Of budgets.
says, what do you think? Are you thinking about the budget as a whole? Are you thinking about the individual department? It's a tricky one. Yes.
I'm saying, Chair, maybe that budget, shouldn't we say that of budget allocation? Then we stop there. Budget allocation. I mean we're talking about the financial year under review. So the budget allocation for that financial year under review. Then we stop there.
Well, the following section which deals with aggregate allocations and expenditure per economic classification. The last one. Okay. Page 2. The department had underspent in all economic classifications. I think there should be an S. Economic classifications, but reported different levels of underspending. They reported an overall expenditure of 129.4 billion, which constitutes 97.1% on current payments. 44.4 billion, or 94%, on goods and services, and 84.8 billion, or 98.7%, on compensation of employees, with 196.1 billion. Or 98.1% on transfers and subsidies, as well as 10.1 billion on capital expenditure, which constitute 100.7%. 17 departments were selected for the analysis of the fourth quarter 2010-11. Hearings, however, were held with the departments of human settlements, trade and industry, economic development, basic education, as well as women, children, and people with disabilities. The year-on-year spending comparison across departments reflected a declining trend. The departments had spent 98% in 2010-11, 98.75% in 99.05%, that was in 2008-29. At the end of the 2010-11 financial year, 15 departments had spent within the range of 66.8% to 97%, while department, At the end of the 2010-11 financial year, 15 departments had spent within the range of 66.8% to 97%, while 3 departments had spent within the range of 103% and 105%, that is 660.1 million. The selected 15 departments recorded an under expenditure of 8.1 billion at the end of the financial year. The table below provides the analysis of spending trends per economic classifications for the 15 selected departments.
Okay.
Line from the bottom. You see where he's got the on page 2, where he speaks to the range of 66.8 to 97, then the next one is 103 to 105. Then is there a need for that figure there of 660.1? Because we're talking about ranges here and we don't have figures. So maybe we don't need that.
Honorable Singh, you... I thought that for me, when I noted, it says the range. To me, I thought that the range you're talking about up to 100%. I don't know when now it goes beyond 100% or is it still within the, what you call it. That's the range that I'm worried about, whether it's still within the range.
me, I'm worried about the honorable Mr. Gan.
I'm still thinking.
Okay. Within the range of blah, blah, blah.
Within the range or average?
Excuse me?
Within the range of average. Are we average?
I mean, we should use average, no? Yeah. But, you know, again, the ones over, above 100, then I think we, it's a different dispensation. Maybe we can say, well, three departments have spent...
outside.
Yes, could be, or... the terminology there, I think we'll come back to it. Yeah, come.
So still in that paragraph of 17, we have 17 departments, and then we have 15, and we have 3. And then if we had 2, I'll say they add to 17. And then we talk about the 15 departments below. Whilst I was speaking, I started writing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and they came up to 70.
In plus 3 is 18.
That's the beginning of the paragraph. 17 departments were selected for analysis of the fourth quarter, no? For hearings. Okay, hearings, however, were held with the Department of blah, 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 blah. So, okay. Can you come back home to your point?
We have 17 departments were selected. There I understand very well.
Sure.
And then I followed, and then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Instead just there, shouldn't we say 17 were identified? Because it was not just a question of a random selection. It was a question they were identified because they have either spent less or above. Okay, sorry, you can continue.
So, we have this 17,
uh-huh.
And then we mention their percentages, and then the one on the year on year, and then we come to those years of comparison,
uh-huh.
And then we say at the end of 2010, 2011 financial, 15 departments have spent within this range. I don't know what it was meant. And then we end by saying, while 3 departments have spent within the range of 103 to 115. And then this 15 plus 3 are already above that 17 we were talking about. And then the next paragraph says the selected 15 departments. Because we were talking about many numbers, I took my pen and started writing when I came to this department. 1, 2, 3, 4. And they came to 17.
No, you're right.
If our numbers can just be consistent.
But that's one point. I think that maybe what we need to do, Peterson, on that paragraph, we start with 17 departments that were identified. I think that it must be clear why were they identified, others. It's clear to us here, we understand, but someone who is not part of us will not understand why did you choose 17, why did you choose trade and industry and not the other department. So I think that it must be clear that it's around understanding or overspending. Yes.
I think won't it become a little difficult because these departments were not chosen by us. They were chosen by National Treasury. If maybe we had asked them why they selected this so that I understand.
No. Actually, the departments, I think you're quite right to saying we're coming here with our internal, what to call it, issues, and this document is going to be a public document, and the issue that we're really referring to about the 17 is just our internal processes, because initially they had identified the 50, not national treasures, am I right? internally they had identified 17. Then we looked at them and we trimmed down to the ones that we finally invited to appear before us. So you're right, because it's an internal, what we call a process. Maybe we should not necessarily have what we call it. In fact, not even the members know exactly these 17, how they were. We can, what we call it. Maybe all we can say is that without putting the number, that we identified 17 departments that had understand and blah, blah, blah.
We still don't agree, because out of their 17, we identified human settlement, trade and industry. The issue with me was that the 17 was not identified by us. That's the report that came from National Treasury telling us about those who over or underspent. And amongst them, we internally identified the ones we called in here, which were about 5.
What I'm trying to explain is that National Treasury presented to us all the departments, 30-something of them. Out of the 30-something, now we identified those that we thought that they needed our attention, either for understanding or certain programs within them, they were understanding and those kind of things. But now the issue that I thought that we were raising is to say, is it necessary to put that process here on the report? That's the issue that I'm trying to check your wisdom. Comrade there.
I'm
sorry. No, the other way around.
Oh, thank you. No, Chair, we could resolve that debate differently. 17 departments were selected. You say we changed it to identify that problem. But if we leave that sentence as it is, if that process was the process that was informed by the Treasury in terms of the selection, can leave it as it is and then start a new sentence. That speaks to what we have identified out of what was selected. And in that case, we have called those numbers for hearing, which is our internal process. Because at the back, you have a table of 17 departments. So leave them as they are, but write a short sentence that then tells us that our internal process, we did not necessarily call a 17 department for the hearing, but we have identified a number. That's what number it is.
Okay. Okay, thank you. Comrade Tom, you're covered.
Just a quick one, Chairperson. Maybe before I commit myself that I'm covered, I thought the misunderstanding for me emanates from the fact that be it that is an identification or is a selection process, who did it? Was that done by the Treasurer or by ourselves as this committee? I think that will answer the whole thing, because if that process was done by ourselves, not by the Treasurer, then this sentence is correct.
No.
Who did that selection process, or in your words, identification process
these
17 problem departments?
Now we did it ourselves. National Treasurer comes to us and presents the whole, what you call it.
The whole 37.
The whole 37.
Yeah, exactly. The whole 37.
That's
so we sat down, we identified
the
17.
The 17 that needed our attention.
And then this sentence, the chairperson, is correct. It does not need any amendment. It just because it gives a rider to what Honorable Matakan has said. Having identified the 17,
using our own internal processes, we identified these files.
We selected these files.
We identified the 17, and then we selected
it
for interrogation.
Right.
Using our internal process. Then identification and the action, otherwise the sentence is verified. So it covers what Honorable Matlakane has raised. Okay, that's a quick one, Chairperson. Having then, therefore, identified this or selected the five, right? You 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Now, I want to make a correction there. I think I'm of the view that it should not be as well as. It should be and. And because as well as it gives an impression that we originally identified four, maybe the space prevailed and then we added, you know. So it shouldn't be. It should end and as the last one. That is what we have seen. Now, let me. No. That is what we selected. No. In fact, we did not originally select four. And then space allowed us, and then we added. So it was and, not as well as. Do I make sense? Exactly, a different meaning that in fact we selected four, but somehow along the way we further added another one. So as well as, you know, by the way, as well as. It's supposed to be and, this part.
Chair, we've got to get our numbers right. Because you say 15 had spent within the range. And 3, where did we get 3 from now? 15 plus 3 is 18, but we only looked at 17. You see, you got 15 had spent within the range of 66.8 and 97.
And
3 had spent with that. So 15 plus 3 is 18. So I don't know how, if they can explain that.
No, you're right. I hope that my understanding is correct. The 3 is not necessarily part of the 17 that was specified, but it's of all the departments, 3 spent in that range. Am I right, Musa?
No.
Not.
No. You're right. Your interpretation is 100% right. But it is misleading in that we have identified 17. So now for ourselves, we're saying to people, forget about the others. Focus on this 17. So I think that's what Honorable Watikoli is saying. You're right, your explanation is right. But we're just focusing on the 17 now. Okay, thank you. We're done, Honorable Sina.
The only thing for me is that the structure of the report then must be a bit different. You must look at those ones that we did analysis with utilizing the research component, and then split the ones that we called for hearings separately.
That the figures we find.
first department was the Department of Communications, which is for 26. The department had an available budget of 2.1 billion, out of which a 1.4 billion or 66.8% expenditure was recorded. As a result, a 710 million or 33.2% under-expenditure was recorded at the end of the fourth quarter. In terms of the economic classifications, an amount of 502.1 million was allocated for current payments. Of this amount, 322.2 million or 64.2% was spent. An amount of 337.5 million was allocated for goods and services. At the end of the period under review, 176 million or 52.1% had been spent. An amount of 1.6 billion was allocated for transfers and subsidies. Of this amount, 1.1 billion or 67.6% was spent. An amount of 4.1 million was allocated for capital payments, and 2.4 million or 58.3% was spent. Part of the reasons that contributed to the above under expenditure was transfer payments not being made to receiving entities. This includes 199 million for Centec Digital Terrestrial Television, which is the infrastructure rollout, 180 million for subsidies set-top boxes, for subsidizing set-top boxes, and 150 million for Telkom 2010 FIFA World Cup network infrastructure. A further under expenditure was also reported under goods and services. This was due to 109 million of the 112 emergency call center, which was unspent, leading to the suspension of this project. This included the lack of spending on international trips, which had been suspended. The under expenditure was also due to slow spending on the compensation of employees as a result of vacant posts that remained unfilled because of a moratorium and an organizational review. That was the Department of Communications.
Emergency call centers.
There's a report that is outstanding from this department. Is it a, was it about this 2010 FIFA World Cup network infrastructure? What is it? There's a report that is this people were supposed to provide us with. But I hope that if we go to minutes, we'll pick it up. It's fine. Let's continue.
Chair, I'm glad I was not at this meeting because I can read it from outside. Now, if I read it from outside, when you talk about this included the lack of spending on international trips, is this related to the emergency call centers? Or
No, it's not related to
then
the center.
Why are we saying this included?
But I think that you're right. I think the information related to the emergency call centers, because I was saying the or the new minister or DG was reinstating that program of operating this 112 call centers.
I don't know if we want to include it in this report, but you see, they made a decision, I think, in this third week or so of April to suspend the program for the emergency call centers. But when they presented their strategic plans after that date, that money was still in there, and they knew very well that they weren't going to do that. But then they came to tell Parliament, this is how we're going to spend that money. I don't know if we want to raise that issue in this report or not.
No. I think that's just before you. I had just said my understanding was that in their presentation they were saying they are going back to that program to continue with the implementation of those 112 emergency services. Because if you remember, this had to do with the leadership then, the change of leadership. The other PG felt that they must do away with this thing. And then when there was a change of leadership, it felt that, no, after all, we can continue with this program. And that was... No.
I'm trying to follow you.
Yes. No, I think it's at the DG level. Yeah. I think it's at the DG level. But maybe the minister should assist us just to clarify. But that's my understanding, unless somebody can confirm. Someone can confirm. Okay.
Yes. Just a really small point. On that paragraph, big paragraph, after those lack of expenditure, you're talking about the transfer that was not the lack of transferring, and you use the words that the payment will not be made. And I was wondering whether you shouldn't simply, because the issue that money was not transferred to the receiving entities. I would replace it after the note, just simply say not transferred to receiving entities. Because that money was withheld, it was not transferred.
But being right, corner. Yeah. Okay. No, it's fine. Okay. All right, sir.
I'm ready to.
Okay, thanks. Patrick Works, what's it?
Well, with respect to the Department of Public Works, the department had an available budget of 7.3 billion, of which 6.5 billion, or 91.4%, was spent. As a result, an annual expenditure of 634.7 million, or 8.6% of the available budget, was recorded at the end of the fourth quarter. Well, in terms of economic classifications, an amount of 2 billion was allocated for current payments, with 1.9 million, or 97.2%, at the end of the financial year. An amount of 1.2 billion was allocated for the compensation of employees, with 1 billion or 90.7% spent at the end of the financial year. An amount of 3.7 billion was allocated for transfers and subsidies, with 3.2 billion or 86.7% at the end of the financial year. An amount of 1.5 billion was allocated for capital payments, with 1.4 billion or 95.3%. The under expenditure was mainly due to a non-transferral of payments for the expanded public works, which is EPWP incentive grant to public bodies. This was due to the failure by certain public bodies to meet the required performance threshold as per EPWP guidelines. There has been a slow spending on goods and services, particularly because of unspent budget of border fencing, which were projected for January. The under expenditure was also a result of lack of spending in the devolution of funds for public works and infrastructure program.
That
sentence, which the last paragraph, that there has been just a slow spending. I said that A must go out, must be deleted. There has been slow spending on goods and services, particularly because of unspent amounts in respect of border fencing, which was projected for completion in January.
Okay. Thank you. Comrade.
The last paragraph. The results of under expenditure. You have mentioned EPWP incentive grants to public. then this was due to the failure by certain public bodies. Shouldn't we be specified what are we talking about here? Certain. Shouldn't we be specific here? By body A and body 2 or body 3, whatever the number, to meet the requires the performance threshold as per EPW guideline. Which are these are these bodies which did not meet that? I think it's just a small one. Just specify them, if you will.
But also, not only that, you specify the amount. For instance, we know that you're referring to provincial departments. What are the spending at the provincial department level? What are spending by municipalities? I think it's very important to be clear. Correct.
Also, government department,
either national department.
Sorry, I just have to go and attend to him for a little bit. I can see we are already in departments, but I thought after we had mentioned that hearings were done on department 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, we'll start with those 5 departments because we actually deliberated and know what our problems are, even if maybe we add all these other departments. But if there's no difference, then it's okay.
Honorable Snell, when you were outside, he saw you and copied what you wanted to say. So he's already covered that, at least somehow that there must be a distinction between those that finally came to appear before the committee and the rest of it. Thank you for that. Yes, ma'am. Now, it's not a question of which one you're starting with, but the question of if they are identifiable for someone to read that, these are the departments that were actually appeared before. Yeah, something like that. Okay. Any other? I think we're done with the EPWP now. Okay. Paragraph 3, National Treasury, vote
9. Well, with regards to National Treasury, the Department has allocated 50.2 billion for 2010-11 financial year. At the end of the financial year, the Department had spent 47.2 billion or 94.1% of its allocation. This means that the National Treasury had underspent by 2.9 billion or 5.9% at the end of the financial year. This high level of expenditure was as a result of slow spending in the following economic classifications. An amount of 1.3 billion was allocated for current payments, and 1.1 billion, or 85.9%, was spent at the end of the financial year. Of that, an amount of 552.5 million was allocated for compensation of employees, and 476.1 million, or 86.2%, was spent. An amount of 810 million was allocated for goods and services, with 693.9 million, or 85.7%, spent. With transfers and subsidies, an available budget of 28 billion was allocated, and 203 billion, or 90.2%, was spent. An amount of 16.2 million was allocated for capital payments, and 8.5 million, or 52%, was spent by the end of the financial year. The lack of spending on transfers and subsidies was attributed to the withholding of 669 million of the infrastructure grant to provinces, that is the IGP, and the Neighborhood Development Partnership grant. These conditional grants were not transferred to provinces and local governments due to non-compliance by the receiving entities with the provision of the Division of Revenue Act. It is important to note that the development of technical assistance and obtaining the buy-in of provinces was still a challenge with regard to the Neighborhood Development Partnership grant. The slower spending was also due to the lower than expected payments of the state debt cost. As a result, an amount of $800 million was saved. Low spending on the compensation of employees program was on compensation of employees was attributed to 180 vacancies, or 14% of the post established not being filled. The department had also paid the lower than projected for performance bonuses. The payment for technical assistance unit was lower than anticipated at the end of the financial year. An amount of $10.1 million was not spent due to the delays in finalizing the firm level survey for job creation. Part of the low spending was also due to the cost containment measures in travel and subsistence allowance areas. May I repeat that one? Part of the low spending was also due to the cost containment measures in the travel and subsistence allowance area. An amount of $33 million was not spent on goods and services for transversal systems and the IMFS project due to the delays in signing off of service level agreements. As part of current payment allocation, $888.4 million was not spent due to 180 vacancies not being filled for infrastructure delivery improvement program and for the integrated financial management system.
Thank you. On page 6, Honorable Fox.
It's just the first line in page 6, the debt costs. After the words, debt costs, I would recommend that we say they're resulting in a saving of $800 million, instead of saying as a result an amount of $800 million was saved. In other words, the sentence will then read, if it comes from the previous paragraph, the slower spending was also due to the lower than expected payments of the state debt cost, resulting in a saving of $800 million.
So what is the suggestion?
Yeah.
Okay, so you have the
Chairperson, yeah. The department had also paid lower than projected for performance bonuses. Is that correct? I don't know. The department had also paid lower than projected for performance bonuses. Grant you the Englishman, yeah.
Moving from the premise that there was a projected what they call a bonus, performance bonus, and the department decided to underpay them. So what is the point, Honorable Singh?
It is the word for correct. The department had also paid lower than projected for performance bonuses. Lower. Honorable Singh? Is it correct?
The department, we could say, Chair, the department also paid lower amounts than had been projected for performance bonuses.
No, I say we just reword it by saying, where is it now? The department also paid lower than projected amounts in the respect of performance bonuses, lower than projected amounts in respect of performance bonuses.
Bear in mind that even if we are talking about these departments, you must bear in mind that there are some departments we didn't call. This is going to be to the ATC. And then if they say, where did you get that information? Because you never communicated with us. So whatever we correct, with the departments that didn't appear before us, we must know that we can say we are some psyche because we didn't get that information from them. But whatever way we put it, it must be in a way that they also understand it, that we just want to blacklist them in Parliament, in the ATC.
You're quite right. But it may not be during the quarterly report. Remember, we invited the National Treasurer to come and explain to us that they are understanding. Yeah? No, not for the fourth quarter. I'm saying not for the fourth quarter. That's why we did not invite them now, because we had said to them, we had invited them to come and explain. There's an adventure on the grant thing and what was. So I assume that this is where this information came from. But I think that what Honorable Mashiro is saying, the information that we put here must be something that we are able to defend. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, I understand that and I agree with Honorable Mashiro. But then, I don't know, in cases where we use information that we got straight from the National Treasury, then how are we going to mitigate?
You are a researcher, you must inform us. You must inform us so that at the end, when Honorable Singh goes there in the challenge, able to say, this is information from the research unit of the department. That's all that we say. We want to be able to defend it, to be,
yeah. Yeah, I think this goes back to the points made earlier by the other colleagues. I think in drafting this report, one has to say hearings were held with the following departments. And then you just put all those hearings. Then after that, I think what was done after is a desktop analysis. You did a desktop analysis of the others, and then we have to put it as such. The information was with the department arising out of the hearings. The committee, arising out of hearings with the following department, the committee was informed as follows, because they told us these things. Right? Then with the other one, a desktop analysis, you know, by the research unit reveals the following with the other, regard to the other departments. So it's clear.
But I think we should say with, you know, in the respect of information provided by the National Treasury, that's really
key.
So we can't, so it's not the researchers who got it, National Treasury that keeps them in the information.
I think that maybe the source.
Yeah, no, I think that is the question of the wording of it. But I think what Honorable Singh is trying to say is that this information is depending, and they were saying with Honorable Mashiro that this information, we're combining it on the basis of what we exchange with the department. So any other thing that is outside that must then make the reference that you're making, so that we must understand that the source. We didn't engage them, and they told us this information.
See, I agree with you, but that is why I think the split that Honorable Snell and Moshega raised is so important, because on the one hand, we will say the following departments were interviewed by the committee, and the rest say the information obtained from the National Treasury in respect to the following departments, you know, something like that.
Well, with respect to the Department of Health, which is vote 15, the department was allocated 21.6 billion for 2010-11 financial year. At the end of the financial year, the department had spent 20.9 billion or 96.6%. This means that the department had underspent by 742.9 million or 3.4% at the end of the financial year. This level of under-expenditure was due to slow spending in the following economic classifications. An amount of 1.2 billion was allocated for current payments, with 892.2 million or 80.9% 6% spent by the end of the financial year. Of that, an amount of 384.4 million was allocated for compensation of employees, with 353.6 million or 92% spent. An amount of 725.7 million was allocated for goods and services, and 542.7 million or 74.8% was spent. With respect to transfers and subsidies, an amount of 20.5 billion was allocated, with 20 billion or 97.5% spent at the end of the financial year. For capital payments, the department has allocated 44.9 million for the 2010-11 financial year. At the end of the financial year, the department had spent 17.5 million or 39.1%. The slow spending on the compensation of employees was due to delays in appointments resulting from the restructuring of the department. The under expenditure of 180 million on goods and services was mainly due to non-renewal of contracts with Komanane. The department is now using Government Communications and Information Services, GCIS, for the HIV awareness programs. The expenditure was therefore less than what had been projected for Komanane. The under expenditure was also due to the lack of spending on the service sector education and training authorities. Parts of the reasons that contributed to the above under expenditure included slow spending on the vaccines, mass campaign, and Love Life. An amount of 77.3 million was allocated for vaccines mass campaign, but only 38.6 million or 50% was transferred by the end of the financial year. An amount of 3.9 million was allocated for the Council of Medical Schemes, and this allocation was not transferred. An under expenditure was reported under the Health Human Resource Management and Development Program. An amount of 13.9 million was allocated for goods and services in this program. At the end of the financial year, only 4 million or 29.1% had been spent. A further other expenditure was reported under the Health Services Program. An amount of 85.5 million was allocated for goods and services in this program, with only 57.9 million or 67.6% spent at the end of the financial year. An amount of 11.4 billion had been earmarked for transfers and subsidies, but only 10.9 billion was transferred. This low spending on transfer budget was attributed to lack of transfer payments for the hospital revitalization program. An amount of 4 billion was allocated for hospital revitalization, with only 3.5 billion or 88.7% spent by the end of the financial year. According to the department, these funds were withheld due to the slow spending by the Eastern Cape, Free State, Gauteng, KwaZulu-Natal, Limpopo, and Northern Cape provinces. The slow spending on the capital payments program was a result of delays in the program of IT services and specialized equipment for forensic laboratories. That was the Department of Health.
Just on page 6, the last sentence is there. It says part of the things that contributed to the above. So the things is not part of the items. Part of the reason, but things is not like a.
On that one, part of the things,
like things. Now, but on a serious note, Chairperson, I'm of the opinion that the things part of it, the above expense includes low spending on vaccine mass campaign in lab life. Can we have an understanding? Remember, we always say here, we want to make this document user-friendly to a person who has not been part of the hearings, who have not seen the report and so forth. Can we then split the affected amounts there? How much was it for one vaccine mass campaign that was spent below projected? And the same applies to lab black as well. The amount involved. Do you understand? Yeah, you put the figures there. You attach the figures for each program. So it makes sense for the person who has not been part of the whole exercise.
A public
document.
I agree, but you will see that after that sentence, he does give the amount for the vaccines match campaign.
Yeah.
But it just doesn't give it for Love Life.
No, it doesn't include
Love Life.
Yes. That's 77.3. I saw that researcher, but again it talks to this thing. What about Love Life? What was it? Was Love Life amount part of the 77, or was it different amount? That is why I was speaking off a stage, because as I read it, it tells me that the 77.3 covered both mass. Vaccine mass campaign and Love Life. Otherwise, there should be then be a different figure for Love Life. But if it is included there, you must split it per program. How much out of the 77.3? How much was for a vaccine mass campaign and for Love Life? If not, there should be a figure for Love Life alone. That's about the point I was trying to raise. I don't have the figures with me, but you should have it somewhere here.
You're on page
19. I'm just looking a bit ahead, and I'm trying to compare the style of the report. From the way I look at it, different people wrote different votes here. Am I right or wrong? I'm right. Huh? Because if you look at, as you move forward, if you go to pay in Department of Transport, you'll see where you got the under expenditure, over expenditure, you got them in bullets. Right? If you go a little further, you'll see the same thing. They are in bullet form. Right? But here, in some of these that we've gone, it's not a bullet form, it's just a story. So we must either decide you want the story form or the bullet form.
Bullets.
The bullets make it, highlighted, I think. So I think you just be consistent when you say under expenditure report in the following area, bullet, 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 bullet.
I think you're very... thank you for noticing that. Now, on paragraph 5, any comments? Department has allocated that amount of money, blah, 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 end of the year. Understand by 3.3%, these were the amounts of allocations. Under expenditure reported. The under expenditure reported under the current payment was due to 22 vacancies or 12% of the post establishment not being filled. Part of the reasons was also delays in the payment of consultant fees and other payments. purchases of inventory. The under expenditure reported under capital payments was mainly due to failure to make a payment for computer equipment because this could not be delivered on time. Noting the level of under expenditure, the department had applied for rollover. Any comments? Can I ask the doctor to sit aside and you remain alone there? Or you on our side, can I ask you to sit here? Right. So that you can leave Dr. Rabi alone there.
He's not leaving me alone there.
Okay, any comments? One is for me, I think it's the computer. And that's been on, we are on a public care department of public enterprise.
Board 10.
Yeah. When the under expenditure is supposed to be one word. Now it is it's two words. I mean, if it is separated, I'm not sure whether the computer refuses to write it as one word. Uh-huh. But also that's the last, very last sentence. Noting the level of under expenditure. Well, noting the level of under expenditure, the department applied for rollover. Applied. I think so. Any other comments? Fine. Okay. Matter of transport. Department of Transport was allocated 25.2 billion for the financial year. At the end of the financial year, the department has spent 25 billion, or 99%. This means that the department has reported only $148.2 million or 0.6 under expenditure at the end of the financial year. Even though the department had reported 99.2% expenditure, some level of under expenditure had been identified in the area of current payments, current and capital payments. So those are the under expenditures. Last paragraph, the under expenditure reported on capital payments was attributed to the non-conclusion of the regional infrastructure project. These infrastructure projects were expected to be finalized at the end of the 2010-2011 financial year. So there's no information in terms of whether they applied for rollover or something. Not clear. But any comments there? So master plan can be one way.
It's clearer, but not quite straight. This means that department reported only 148.2 million. Gives the impression that it's just a very small amount of money. Only, you know. Only. You know, as if we are condoning it, you know, it's it's fine. 148 million, it's not a big debt, you know. So, we remove that only there.
Okay.
If you can give me that money, I'll retire tomorrow.
Only.
148
only.
Only.
Okay. Home Affairs. I suspect that if we were to take tea, there would be reconvening would be a big problem. But I suspect some. Sorry.
No, I understand the chairperson. You know, we speak of billions here. That's why. we you know, to some of us, the minor thing, it's a small fraction, you know.
Okay.
But in a country like South Africa, it's really a lot of money if it is utilized properly.
It's not part of the research. Okay, Home Affairs Department has allocated 5.8 billion rand for 2010-11 financial year. At the end of this period, the department has spent 6.1 or 112%. This means that the department has reported an overall over expenditure of 737.485 million, or 12.6% at the end of the financial year. High levels of over expenditure were noted under current payments, capital payments, and transfers. So it's all the program. I mean, all the classifications. An amount of 3.8 billion was allocated for current payments, with 4.4 billion, or 112%. At the end of the financial year. Is it correct? 112%? No, not correct. Could be true, huh? By 112%. Not 112%. Yes, so certainly. Okay, currently the expenditure on current payments exceeded its projected budget of 641.7 million by 12%. So they exceeded it by 12% as well. Is it correct? Or is projected budget by all this? Okay, sure. Then. Okay. An amount of 1.9 billion was allocated for goods and services, with 2.3 billion, or again, I think it's 21%, no? Not 121%. No, you're not getting the point that I'm raising now. It's saying 121% instead of 21%. Oh, it's saying or 121%. Yeah. The amount spent. Okay. I didn't do your math, honorable.
Okay.
An amount of 113.9 million was allocated for capital payments, with 209.6 million or 184% spent at the end of the period under review. This was due to the increase of spending on software or other tangible assets, machinery and equipment. An amount of 96.8 million was allocated for machinery and equipment at the end of the financial year. 158 or blah blah had been spent for software and other tangible assets. 17.1 was originally allocated. By the end of the period under review, 50 or 200. Shouldn't we have just a comma at the end of that 17.1 allocation, original allocated comma, but by the end of the year? Is it two separate sentences? Okay. Any comments? No, come on.
For the purposes of trying to engage with this
a debate on Home Affairs. If I can just ask for your favor, Chairperson. You know, I'm trying to find out here because I want to engage with this one. How does it happen when a researcher, a department, overspend by as much as 300%? Where do they get the money? And I'm raising this, Chairperson, because I want to engage with this one. And I have thought that your guidance, Chairperson, will assist me here to trying to raise a meaningful kind of debate around this, because I can see here I've got two former MECs. I mean, how does it happen? You are allocated a 1 billion, you spend 2 billion. Where do you get the other billion, which is not appropriated? How does it happen? Maybe because I'm trying to engage meaningfully to your debate, Chairperson. How does it happen? I mean, you have a billion rand, you spend 2 billion. Where do you get the other billion? You did not go to the treasury for an extra money or for a revised estimate or adjustment. Where do you get the other extra billion? I'm so kicking it because there will be other issues, and it will assist me, Chairperson, even at that time, to be able to engage. Because I can see going forward, women and children here, there is another 130%. Where do they get the money? How does it work?
Now, let's not put a colleague, anyone on the spot here, but someone who can assist. Maybe your question would have been, how come we did not invite this one? How did it slip us? So that, because really the idea of inviting was those who had spent outside what we call the norms, who had an understanding or overspending. Somehow they escaped the net. I don't know how they escaped the net, because I think they are better placed to answer your question, you know. But you know, you are allowed credit line, you know. They
want to respond. Before they are asked, I am aware. In our third plan, Mbodi Wami Whip, that this is one of the issues. We were supposed to engage with the treasury. How does it happen? Because this thing is persistent. It's just across. You have the provinces spending over 5 billion. Where do they get the money? Or are they allowed to go individually as departments to go and get the overdraft with the hope that come the next budget will offset that overdraft? How does it affect the real? I just need some kind of education here.
I suspect let's get educated.
No, Chair, there's no, I mean, my understanding is that, you know, you've got a PMSA. It makes a provision for adjustment. It gives the accounting officer powers, which is something that we have a problem with, to change or to shift money around amongst the program without changing the main division, which is the whole budget. So in this case here, program would have been money allocated to a program. They would increase that program in terms of expenditure pattern when they look at it, and they will go to Treasury and say, we are spending much money on this particular program and less on another program. Can we shift money from that program to this program? So they will then say, you can do it. We will do the adjustment later and correct it and correct that. That's one way to do it. The other way is simply what they call unauthorized expenditure. They go down that road, but it is understood that they will have the unauthorized expenditure in that they discuss with the executive, then they go over that, and then afterward they condone it. and then executive condone it. Yeah, and then after the executive has condoned it, they then come to Parliament. They say to the committee, they provide a reason for Treasury, they say this was unavoidable, we had to do it, there was no syringes at the hospital, we had to buy this thing, it was a matter of life and death, we have to condone it. At the executive, they already condone it. So as Parliament, you are forced to condone it because of the reason that is presented to you. If you don't condone it, you have a crisis of an expenditure that is unauthorized, which then compel the department to pay it back. But in the political system that we have, there's no such a thing that you'll find, because it's a party line when it comes to the issue of condoning.
No, I agree with my colleague Ramakrishna up to a point. You see, the condoning is not automatic. The unauthorized can be classed. You can consider, at the moment we are considering unauthorized expenditure in SCOPA of various departments, including, let's say, one of the department's correctional services, where they had the 7-day working, they're supposed to entrain 7-day working, they didn't do it, they were paying lots of overtime, and it came to about 800-900 million rand more they spent then. Now they've come to us now to authorize that. Now we've refused, right? We've refused to authorize it as a direct charge to the National Revenue Fund. See, that's one of the ways that you can authorize it. You can listen to them and say, no, we understand and we agree, and Treasury even supports it. Yeah, well, you see, a direct charge will be when the Minister of Finance is doing the next year's budget or the MTF. That amount now will not be charged to that department. So now with some of the departments, we are recommending that part of the unauthorized expenditure must be top sliced from that department's allocation in the next year. So it means you can't say to us now, we want additional funding from National Revenue. We take that out of your budget. You sort yourself out in the following years so that you trim your budget, knowing that this 300 or 400 million rand is going to come out of as a charge to you. So you can have it as a direct charge to the revenue fund or out of the department's own budget.
I can't remember the section, but I'll find it. If you don't apply for the over expenditure, or for the, it will be regarded as unauthorized expenditure. Apply. Book.
Well, the Department of Human Children and People with Disabilities was allocated 106.1 million for 2010-11. At the end of the financial year, the department has spent 109.9 million, or 103.5%. This constituted 3.7 million, or 9.9% of our spending at the end of the financial year. Goods and services contributed excessively to overexpenditure on current payments and the overall department overspending. Current payments had an allocation of 47.6. Current payments had an allocation of 47.6 million, and the department spent 57.7 million, which is 121.1% at the end of the financial year. The resulting 3.1 million over expenditure of 3.1 million the resulting 3.1 million over expenditure, which is 21.1% overspending, was largely due to over expenditure on goods and services. Goods and services had an allocation of 26.5 million, but 38.7 million, or 154%, was spent at the end of the financial year. As demonstrated by Table 3 above, goods and services spent 34.5 million, or 108% of its 26.5 million adjusted budget. The expenditure was disproportionately skewed towards travel and subsistence, where 23.4 million, or 88% of the overall expenditure on goods and services, was spent. Of the 26.5 million for goods and services allocation, 88% was spent on travel and subsistence, 14% on venues and facilities, 14% on promotional items, 10% on catering, and a further 4% on cell phone allowances. This was an indication that the spending on travel was the cost driver in the department. This raises major concerns when compared with other departments. For example, the Department of Public Service and Administration, which only spent 11% of its goods and services budget on travel allowances, as well as the Department of International Relations and Cooperation, in which traveling is a major part of the department's activities, but it only spent 13.5% of its goods and services. Other major spending items include the venues and facilities, catering, promotional items, and cell phone allowances. It is worth noting, is the fact that government priorities were not reflected in the expenditure outcomes of the department. A further concern was that these items did not form part of core departmental operating expenses. However, they make up more than 100% of the goods and services budget and 83% of the overall budget of the department. So the issue here is the excessive spending on goods and services and on items such as traveling, cell phone allowances, venues and facilities, and so on. It is important to note that these expenditure patterns were captured from the presidency's suspense account since the department's financial systems was only finalized in November 2010. Despite attempts by the National Treasury, the department had failed to provide reasons for the over-expenditure in its budget and failed to provide the performance and expenditure reports for projects and programs that were budgeted for and undertaken during the financial year 2010-11. Here it should be on, not on. On engaging with the department, the committee was informed that the 2010-11 financial year had been particularly difficult for it since there was no strategic plan in place. This hampered the formulation of the department's budget for the 2010-11 financial year. It was reported that the department had only been fully functioning since July 11, hence it could not comply with the provision of Section 32 of the Public Finance Management Act for the period under review. From the 2011-12 financial year and beyond, it was committed to complying with the law, which is the PFMA. In respect of the budget for the National Disability Program, it was stated that all the smaller budgets would be consolidated in future. This matter was addressed in the department's annual performance plan for the 2011-12 financial year. In respect of the high expenditure on international travel, the National Treasury stated that it had a discussion with the department and proposed that the size of the delegation to the international conventions be reviewed in order to cut on cost. The committee requested the department to finish it with a breakdown of the international travels undertaken during the 2010-11 financial year. In respect of this department, the committee reached the following resolutions. number one. This will monitor the Department of Women, Children and People with Disabilities more closely in future to ensure improvement in compliance with the PFMA. The department will submit a breakdown in respect of the expenditure of a program, inclusive of reasons for over or under expenditure. The department will submit a report in respect of the cost of international travels during the 2010-11 financial year. Lastly, the department will furnish the committee with its organogram and report on the advertising cost and outsourced services.
Chair, top of page 10, the just, sorry. Top of page 10, Chair, the adjusted budget figures. I see there's nothing filled in there. Haven't we got those figures or?
Top of page
10. You've got the actual expenditure and the budget, but you haven't got the adjusted budget, so you don't know what you're comparing it to. So there are no figures in there, so if we can get those figures, maybe we can put it in there. And then, Chair, if we go down to the, below that table, the second paragraph below that, it says there, sort of in the top, this was an indication that the spending on travel was the cost driver in the department. This raises major concerns when, when compared to other departments, and then say full stop and not use those examples of other departments, because I don't think it's really relevant in terms of what we're saying for this department. So we can take up that whole section, the Department of Public Service and blah, 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 until goods and services, like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines, basically, we can take out. That's on that page, Chair. Should I go to page 11, or should we want to do page 10 first? Can I carry on? Okay, then, Chair, the first word, of course, is on and not one, on page 11. And then just lower down in that same paragraph, it says, from the 2011-12 financial year and beyond, I would say it was, instead of saying it was, it said the department committed to complying with the law. The department committed to complying with the law. And then the next paragraph, the size of the delegations to the international convention to be reviewed in order to cut cost. So take out the word on and just take out the S as well. And then we get to the first bullet point. It says more closely in future to ensure better compliance with the PFMA. Not improvement, better compliance. And then third bullet point, say the department would submit, the department must submit a report in respect of the cost, take that S out, of international travel.
Chairperson, I'll just start on page 9.
Only starting now to be a department, as from a certain date in July. So it means that all along it operated under the president. And maybe could not have then, could never apply directly for adjustment. Another thing?
Chair, on page 9, you see, we say that they had spent 109 million in the second line. That's 103.5%. Then we say this constituted 9.9% overspending. Now, if it was 103.5, that's a 3.5%. But where does 9.9 come from? You with me, Chair?
Okay, two figures.
On the third line, we say they spent 103.5, and then we say, no, there were 9.9 overspent. There were 3.5 overspent. Right.
Okay.
Then on page 10, allowances. Just check the spelling. Allowances. Allowances. Right. Spelling of allowances. And then I agree that we need to take out some of the other things. And then, Chair, just to go on format again, on page 11. See, this is the first time in this report where we've got resolutions under this department. And then if you look at page 19 and 20, you see findings and then recommendations. Some of the recommendations include recommendations directed at this department. Now, we either just present all the facts and then in the end we put general findings as a heading and then recommendations. And then the conclusion, which would say, like in SCOPA what we do, that the executing authority must provide to the speaker a response to all these things that you've asked them to do within 30 days or 60 days or whatever. It's got to be time-bound. So I'm just questioning the wisdom of having, just for this department, and there's another one as we go along here which I saw, where you got, recommendations of the committee. Just loose them. Now, if somebody reads the report, usually they read the front page, and they read what the committee's findings are, and the recommendations. So I would rather we just put facts. At the moment, we're just going on a factual thing. This was overexpend, this was the underexpend, that. In the end, we give our findings, recommendations, conclusion. Because you'll see some of these things here in respect of the department, they all repeated in under findings and recommendations.
I will deal with that. We'll take note of what you say, but also I think that you're adding to the other point that you raised earlier, that there must have been more than one person compiling the report with different styles without comparing the I think that we're taking note of what you said, and then when we come to findings, then we'll address that. Correct, Ramadan.
So, Chair, I was going to suggest that those four bullets belong to the recommendation part, but the small point I wanted to make on page 10. There is a word that you use, 1, 2, 3, 4, first line from the bottom. It says government priorities were not reflected in the budget outcomes of the department. Now, I wasn't sure from the second paragraph, the one that we just amended now. So if you read come from the bottom, it's the fifth line. It started with government priorities were not reflected in the expenditure outcomes of the department. Now, I wasn't sure are we talking outcome or are we talking output?
It would be output at this stage.
Yeah.
But that's one question. But the second part of the question that you are raising, Honorable Matakana, is, as this committee, are we qualified to make that what you call a conclusion? I'm not sure.
We can make that point because I'm really talking about the departmental annual plans for expenditure.
Okay.
That is it's a program that is linked to figures, the budget. And in this connection, we are talking budget.
Honorable, I want to make a comment.
Yes, sir. Just to take up the point raised by Honorable Singh, I'm just wondering whether having all these bullet points in here, but it's just fine. But I'm just wondering whether we can't change it to say, in respect of this department, the committee noted, and then you say, National Treasury would monitor department would submit a breakdown, et cetera, et cetera. So that we can bring it in the end again. But, you know, we did discuss it, we just noted here, and then we bring it in the findings and recommendations.
Okay, let us deal with this one first. We need your assistance, the wisdom here. You had your hand up, would you? Now, the question is that we're saying here, the department, worth noting is the fact that government priorities were not reflected in the expenditure outcomes. We're saying output, in the expenditure output of the department. But the reason I'm saying so, I'm asking whether we are qualified as appropriation to make this statement is because I'm not sure if we had access to their business plan or what, so that we can be able then to make this judgment correctly. So that's why I'm saying, I'm questioning if we are qualified to make this judgment. Because I thought that ours would just be to focus on then this is how the expenditure was. We reflect it there, and then we leave it to them to make their conclusion. So,
maybe it came up because we were sitting with the portfolio committee.
Wow.
Yeah, and then when we queried their international travel, which they couldn't, when they had nothing, no program on the empowerment of women locally, that's where the comparison came, and because we actually referred to it that it has, but maybe it might have been the portfolio committee, but that part we deliberated on it, I remember well, because we even said they travel so much, but it's not reflected, their travel is not reflected on the domestic empowerment of women. Maybe that's how it came in.
Maybe to add there, if I remember very well, I think this was part of the analysis of which we imported from the document of the National Treasury. So, so it was noted by National Treasury that the way in which they spend, does not reflect government priorities and so on. So I'm not too sure whether for this particular report now it's still relevant, but for the analysis it was relevant.
Now, I think I don't like your smile, because it's reflecting that now you're put in a corner, now come out of that corner. I think that what is being said is maybe another style of writing, Honorable Singh. You know, some people, they put those hyphen ones, is it they call hyphen? One, and then at the bottom they write where the source of that, so that it's clear that it's not our opinion. You understand what I'm talking about? Yeah, those are reference to the kind of things that you normally do. I'm told here that we don't include footnotes in the report. So I must take orders. I don't know whose report is this, or is this the section, or is this our report? This is the committee's report, not his report. It's the committee's report. Yes.
This part that we're talking about, it's really speaking about the issue of expenditure and the lack of program. It's part of the analysis. So I don't think we can split hair that this part, we are not authorized to comment on it. In fact, if I remember correctly, there was whole debate about even whether the strategic plan was ever adopted.
Yeah.
there was whole debate and people were crying there, if I remember properly. So it's factual, actually, this part.
Okay. No, it's fine. So it's fine, we are adopting this part, no? Okay, if I could just, one of the members, take you back. No? I think it has, a correction in terms of speakers on Home Affairs. Home Affairs says that we spent the department had spent 6.1 million. But I suspect that the figures are not wrong. When I look at the original report of National Treasury, it's saying 6.572. So, because all the figures are the same, except that one.
Just the first bullet on page 11 will then read National Treasury will monitor the department, because it's not KIT. It's National Treasury which will monitor.
On page 11?
National Treasury will monitor the Department of Service. And two, the Department will submit a breakdown. And three, the Department must submit a report, and the Department will publish the delivery of the address.
How do you say National Treasury? This is our report.
Okay.
Department of Education had an available budget of 6.2 billion, of which 5.5 billion, or 89.4% expenditure was recorded at the end of the 2010-11 financial year. An under expenditure of 656.9 million, or 10.6% of the available budget, was done.
Okay. Current payments had an available budget of 1.7 billion, of which 1.1 billion, or 64% expenditure was recorded. Compensation of employees had 568.9 million, of which 552.9 million, or 94% expenditure was recorded. Goods and services had 1.5 billion, of which 2,005.8 million, or 88.5% expenditure was recorded. With respect to transfers and subsidies, there was a budget of 4.4 billion allocation, of which 4.4 million, or 99.6% expenditure was recorded. It's supposed to be billion. Payments for capital assets had 7.9 million, of which 6.9 million, or 86.2% was recorded. Transfers and subsidies constituted about 71% of the department's budget. This area recorded 18.3 million, or 0.4% in non-transferal, largely due to the following. Slow spending in Program 2, which is the curriculum policy support and monitoring. This was attributed to the withholding of funds amounting to 15.5 million of the technical school secondary conditional grant. Technical secondary school conditional grant from three provinces as a result of slow spending. I think they will need to emphasize which provinces. A favorable exchange rate which resulted in only 77.2% transferred to UNESCO for membership fees. This was reflected in Program 1 administration. So, the favorable exchange rate resulted in the department transferring very little. So, in a way, there was some kind of a saving there as a result of those favorable exchange rates. Other expenditure on goods and services was due to the following. The workbooks project, 466.4 million of the available 750 million budget was spent due to savings realized in the development of the workbooks. Well, according to the department, savings were incurred by using the in-house capacity for the design, layout, and development of the literacy and numeracy workbooks for grade 1 to grade 6, and that happened at program 2. The other reason relates to the delays in filling of vacant posts in the National Education Evaluation and Development Unit. And for the Integrated Quality Management System, it is noteworthy that the aforementioned also contributed to low spending under Program 3, and that was on compensation of employees. Delays in the implementation of the annual national assessment for grade 3, 6, and 9 that took place in February 2011 rather than October 2010 as expected. Delays in the implementation of the annual national assessment for grade 3, 6, and 9 that took place in February 2011 rather than October 2010 as had been initially projected. That happened in under Program 4. So that's another reason why there was an under expenditure there. Delays in the implementation of the annual national assessment. The last reason relates to the delays in the appointment of service provider to conduct a baseline study for the National School Nutrition Program, and that was under Program 5. On engaging with the department, the committee learned that in order to arrive at its budget for the workbooks, the department had done a market-related study in determining what it will cost to produce this. The study revealed that a printing development and distribution will cost 33 rands per workbook. The department assured the committee that its projections for the next year were accurate at 9.50 cents per workbook. the workbooks will be extended to grade 9, that what the department had discussed with the committee. The printing and the distribution was done by external service providers. It was noted that in producing the books in-house, the department now had ownership of the copyright. The reported 9 rand 50 was for the printing and distribution of the workbooks. A 3-year tender was being discussed for the printing and distribution of the workbooks. The department reported that the variance of 183 million was the payment for workbook 2. That is the variance in the workbook project. It was noted that the project encompassed the distribution of 22 million books to 19,000 primary schools across the country. An amount of 583 million was not spent in respect of the workbooks. The figure included the reported savings and the commitments that were still to be paid. The final organizational structure of the department had been approved by the Minister of Basic Education on the 24th. June 2011. The department was now in the process of populating the new structure. Out of the 7 branches led by the DGs, 3 were vacant. The CFO's position remained to be filled. There were also lower level positions that needed to be filled. Issues for consideration, I think that was for the analysis. In aggregate, payments for capital assets recorded in under expenditure of 1 million or 13.7% of the 7.9 million available budget. No explanation was put forward in this regard. I think the last section, issues for consideration, should be out. It was for the purposes of the analysis, not the report.
Well, it's in the report now. We'll decide that now.
Last paragraph, which starts with in aggregate, it's not in aggregate, it's effect. We should start by saying payments for capital assets recorded an under expenditure of 1 million or 13.7% of the available, but no explanation was advanced for the under expenditure.
So we're removing aggregate. Okay, any other comments? Chair, just on page 12.
Page 12?
Yeah, the second last paragraph on the workbooks. The workbooks should be extended to grade 9. I think just put an INE instead of 9. No, just the 9 is the next line. And then take out the C before that, under 950. 9.50. Take the C out. Right? Then it was noted that in producing the book, the Department of Art ownership of a copyright is one word, I think. And they reported 9 rand 50 per unit was for the printing and distribution of the workbook. 9 50 per unit, which includes.
Okay. Thank you. Any other comments?
Sure. Let's just be clear on the in-house part, what they did, that they did the development and design, the content design, basically, which they then got copyright on as well.
So on the page 13, on that...
On page 13?
Yes, that top paragraph there. Out of the 7 branch led by the DDG, 3 were vacant, the CEO position remained to be filled. There are also lower positions that we need to be filled. I don't know the last sentence. Whether it had any value to the report itself, because there is not much explanation onto it.
Then the second thing, I wonder whether the, if you were to say that there are 7 DDG posts and the 3 posts remain vacant, rather than starting with the out of the 7. So just recast it differently.
The 3 vacant posts referred to the senior level. And then there was that acting CFO. Was that Lynch not the CFO, the one who was presenting? So I don't know whether we should say it remains vacant or it's right. Yeah, but the 3 were referring to the senior level. So the other, like Honorable Ramasakan, the lower level. No, but it's not vacant. Does this appear to everybody that is not vacant? That someone is acting?
The very last paragraph. Now it says issues for consideration. Do you want it to remain like that? Or we remove that as issues for consideration? Okay.
Okay. Dara, can you help from number 10, right?
Everybody listening, they have to do a bracket. What now? They go to
7 o'clock this morning, we were quite certain, and we've got to get the treatment. We're not going to finish before 1 o'clock.
Department of Arts and Culture has an available budget of 2.4 billion, of which 2.2 billion, or that 2.1% expenditure was recorded at the end of the fourth quarter. As a result, an annual expenditure of 192.4 million, or 7.9% of the available budget was recorded. Current payments had an available budget of 379.1 million, of which an expenditure of 351.2 million, or 95.3%, was recorded. Of that, compensation of employees had 152.9 million, of which an expenditure of 152.8 million, or nearly 100%, was recorded. Goods and services had 1226.2 million, of which 1208.4 million. Or 92.1% expenditure was recorded. With respect to transfers and subsidies, the classification had a budget of 2.1 billion, of which an expenditure of 1.29 billion
or was, recorded.
Yes, was recorded. Payments for capital assets had 6.2 million, of which an expenditure of 2.2 million was recorded. And that expenditure on transfers and subsidies was largely attributed to the following. Low spending on the investing in culture program, which is for project financing, and that was in program 4. There was a budget of 117.4 million, but only 92.5 million, or 78%, was spent. And underspending of 24.9 million, or 21.2%, was thus, or therefore, recorded. The other reason relates to the withholding of funds due to poor spending by, on the community library services conditional grant by certain provinces. They will state which provinces. Only 461.9 million or 90.1% was spent against an available budget of 512.7 million on the community library services conditional grant in Program 6. According to the National Treasury, the department withheld an amount of 50.2 million due to slow spending by provincial departments. Yes.
Maybe we didn't ask for that. Any comments, Ms. Mkuris? You wanted to comment?
Just on arts and culture, I think it's okay. It's arts and culture, ARTS. And then you see suddenly now the new drafter, you've got bold the under expenditure on transfer, and then you've got in bold the underspending. Never had that anywhere. And suddenly we are bolding this. So we either bold all or we keep them low-key. I think keep them low-key and bullet them.
Well, I'm sure my committees were... No, my colleagues who are the custodian of this report will assist. Thank
you.
We're dealing with art and culture.
Not art.
Okay, we're dealing with correctional services now.
Yes, the Department of Correctional Services has an available budget of 15.4 billion, of which an expenditure of 14.7 billion, or 95.3% of the available budget, was recorded at the end of the fourth quarter. As a result, an under expenditure of 728.6 million, or 4.7% of the value budget, was recorded. With respect to economic classifications, current payments had 13.9 billion, of which an expenditure of 13.5 billion, or 96.7%, was recorded. Of that, compensation of employees at 9.9 billion, of which an expenditure of 9.5 billion, or 96.3%, was recorded. Goods and services had 4.1 billion, of which an expenditure of 4 billion, or 97.6%, was recorded. With respect to transfers and subsidies, there was a budget of 64.5 million allocated, of which 100% was transferred to receiving entities. Payments for capital assets had 1.4 billion allocation, of which 1.1 billion, or 80.7%, expenditure was recorded. Much of the under expenditure incurred in the department was attributed to the following reasons. Vacant posts, especially in the administration program, which is program one, security program, which is program two, care program, which is program four, and development program, which is program five. Other reasons mentioned by the National Treasury include the following. Delays in the finalization of service level agreements by the State Information Technology Agency in relation to IT projects that is under administration program. Delays in the procurement of machinery and equipment for nutritional and health care services that is in the care program. Delays in the procurement of production environment management equipment that was under the development program. And then slow implementation of capital works projects by contractors and delays in tender processes by the Department of Public Works under the facilities program. The slow implementation of capital works projects contributed to slow spending in capital assets, and the department requested the rollover of 253.3 million for finalization of the project. It was correctional service.
Except for that other reasons mentioned, you read National Treasury. I think maybe we should put National Treasury. The other reasons mentioned by National Treasury. Wow. They were mentioned by National Treasury, it's not our reasons or the department's reasons. And then you'll sort out the bold and the bullets. And this was recorded, it's becoming a bit monotonous now.
Yeah.
You know. We can just say, as a result, there was an under expenditure of so much, or 4.70% of the available budget. In each case, from the beginning, there was under expenditure of the amount, which is 70%, instead of was.
Now we're saying with the other reasons mentioned by National Treasury, and then the other reasons, much of the under expenditure incurred in this department was attributed to that.
Okay.
I don't know whether you just read it like that. It reads, you have transfers and subsidies at 645, 4.5 million. But you read at a budget, which would be correct if you could use the word a budget.
Okay. Thank you very much. Any comments? No comments. Economic development?
The department has an available budget of 449.8 million, of which an expenditure of 401.1 million, or 89.2%, was recorded at the end of the fourth quarter. As a result, an under expenditure of 48.8 million, or 10.8% of the available budget, was recorded. For under current payments, an allocation of 90 million, of which 40.1 44.7% expenditure was recorded. I think that's 40.1 million. Compensation of employees had an allocation of 57.7 million, of which 25.3 million or 43.8% expenditure was recorded. Goods and services had a budget of 101.4 million, of which 90.3 million or 89% expenditure was recorded. Transfers and subsidies had an allocation of 355 million, of which 356.5 million or 100.4% transferal or expenditure was recorded. While transfers and subsidies reflected 100% expenditure of its available budget of 355 million, it should be noted that the 3.45 million environment for COLA had not been included in the in-year monitoring, and the total available funds should therefore be 358.5 million. Under payments for capital assets, had an allocation of 4.8 million, of which 4.3 million or 90.3% expenditure was recorded. Payment for capital assets under expenditure was largely attributed to challenges regarding spending on software and intangible assets, as well as the machinery and equipment components of capital payments. And under expenditure in Program 4, which is Economic Development and Dialogue, Program 2, Economic Policy Development, Program 1, Administration, is attributed to a large number of vacancies.
Page 14 at the bottom, compensation of employees, and the next page, goods and services. There's no need to underline it.
Settlements. The department had an available budget of 16.2 billion, of which 16 billion or 98.8% expenditure was recorded at the end of the fourth quarter. As a result, 199.6 million or 1.2% under expenditure was recorded. Current payments had 585.3 million, of which an expenditure of 441 million or 75.5% was recorded. Compensation of employees had 250.8 million, of which 216.4 million or 86.3% expenditure was recorded. Goods and services had an allocation of 334 million, of which 225.1 million or 67.4% expenditure was recorded. Transfers and subsidies had an allocation of 15.5 billion, of which 15.5 billion or nearly 100% expenditure was recorded. Payment for capital assets had a budget of 171.3 million, of which 116.7 million or 68.1% expenditure was recorded. The other department's performance reflects 100% expenditure on transfers and subsidies, and under expenditure of 1.7 million was in fact recorded. Further, the department also recorded a notable under expenditure on various programs, which are housing policy research and monitoring, housing planning and delivery, strategic license and governments. The under expenditure in the department was usually attributed to vacant positions not filled. The underspending on the accelerated community infrastructure program and the rural household infrastructure grant, which recorded an under expenditure of 33.2 million or 33.3% of its 100 million available budget. The Human Settlements Development Grant constitutes 93% of the department's available budget. While 100% of the grant was transferred to provinces, provincial spending equates to 97%, with the largest underspending recorded in the Northwest Province, which spent 87% of its allocation. On engaging with the department, the committee noted that in its presentation, the department reported that the target for houses completed in the period under review was 144,124, while completed houses were at 121,879. Questions were thus raised on what processes were in place to address the issues of variances in the housing delivery at the different provinces. It was the view of the committee that houses were most needed in the rural areas such as the Eastern Cape. However, delivery was rather slow. Moreover, the department was requested to explain the fact that while targets were not reached, the budgets were spent. In respect of the Human Settlements Development Grant, questions were raised on why the Free State Province had managed to spend 312% of its allocated funds. Clarity was sought in respect of where the additional funds came from. The department's report to the committee showed that in respect of housing delivery target, the province did not deliver on some at all, while it underperformed on some. Only 5,136 houses were delivered, yet the funds were spent. The department was requested to furnish the committee with a detailed report on the overspending by the Free State Province.
Just that statement, though the department's performance reflects 100% expenditure on transfers and subsidies, an under expenditure of 1.7 million was in fact recorded. That's a contradiction in terms. It's either the department is lying or, you know, we've got a fact wrong. So if it's a fact that they underspent by 1.7, we don't have to say that they had, you know, they reflect 100% expenditure. We can just say they underspent by 1.7 million and that's it.
Now we can say that for people who deserve our record, like, I think that what you are trying to convey is that what they reflected in terms of their own record, they say 100%, but there was this 1.7 million. So I agree with you that it would make more clarity, more sense to anyone that is going to, if you say, and
I see this CEFCON comes at the end, but we had some deliberation because we thought it was taking too long. There was something we discussed about this CEFCON when we were talking about entities. Can't we just, our concern that they explained what it was, but during the explanation, it seemed as if it could have been long-winded up this CEFCON of theirs.
In fact, whilst we're there, I think that
I must confess that I haven't read the report, but maybe we should go through that report, because I was thinking that we're trying to compile the program of doing maybe oversight, what we call it, oversight business. So what you're saying, maybe we could, if we want to go to Free State ourselves, after people have gone through the report, you will decide. I haven't gone through the report. Okay. We finish with this one. International relations. International relations. Oh, international relations. DECO. The department.
Million or 85
25.5% of each 125.1 million allocated budget. 93.44% or 169 million of the program's underspending came from current payments, compensation, which is compensation of employees underspent by 8.4 million or 61.8 million on a 61.8 million budget, goods and services underspent by 8.5 million on its 30.8 million budget. Issues for consideration. Is it necessary? Issues for consideration. The high level of underspending on compensation of employees demonstrates a lack of capacity in this program. The department should provide reasons and measures undertaken to resolve the visible capacity challenge. A total of 1.2 million was not transferred to receiving entities under transfers and subsidies, which was allocated 31.8 million. Program three, which is empowerment and enterprise development, this program performed relatively well in transferring virtually 100% of its transfers and subsidies, which accounted for 91% of the program's allocations. There was, however, a high underspending on current payments, particularly in respect of goods and services, which underspend by 10.3 million against its 31.3 million available budget.
Thank you very much. Any comments?
To show that we interacted with this department, I think we must mention the issue that they mentioned about DECO, that their invoices, their underspending is caused by the fact that international relations submit their invoices very late, and we even suggested, they said they'll think they'll do it monthly. And they even mentioned a research retention program when you spoke about vacancies. We discussed the issue of their international relations and the invoices.
Okay, the relationship. Okay. Honorable Ndili.
Second paragraph, current payments, allocation of 1 billion, of which 982.2 million, or 90%, that percentage can't be correct.
What is that?
That percentage can't be correct. My calculation, that is 98%. It can't be 987% of 1 billion. That should be 98%, not 90%.
Not 90%.
Not 90%.
Unless the 1 billion is wrong.
Unless the 1 billion is wrong, yes. But if the 1 billion is just stands as a 1 billion figure, that 987.2 will be, in fact, close to 99%. It's 98.7%.
Can hear that you did arithmetic. Not math, but arithmetic. The issues for consideration. No, actually, on the original, it's 1.1.
Yeah.
Yes, it's not just 1 billion. It's 1.1 billion. Then do we want to have the heading, the issues for consideration?
No, we remove that.
We'll just put something else there. And then we either call all of them departments, or we just put the names. Like you see, from about 14 or 15, it's just the name. And before that, it said department of that, department of that, department of that. Now you just say, so we either just don't put the department for all, or we put the department for all.
Okay. Any other comments? The water affair?
Another one on page 18. That is again. I saw the presenter was very reluctant to read that issues for consideration. I think you are correct. Those are findings. You should put those under findings or recommendation at the most. But it's slightly misplaced there.
Now the researcher was saying this issue for consideration was there.
Oh, thing.
When they were trying to work out, but now somehow.
Okay. It found its way into the report. Oh, it was not supposed to be in the report.
Okay, you can see somewhere says the department should provide reasons and measures taken. Clearly, it was meant to remind the writer. Okay, what else? No, yes, got your question.
What, with respect to the Department of Water Affairs, the department had an available budget of 8.2 billion, of which 7.9 billion, or 96.8% expenditure, was recorded at the end of the fourth quarter. As a result, 262.6 million, or 32% of the available budget, under expenditure was recorded. In terms of economic classifications, current payments had an allocation of 3.7 billion, of which 3.2 billion, or 85.1% expenditure, was recorded. Of that, compensation of employees had 1.1 billion allocation, of which 975 million, or 86% expenditure, was recorded. Goods and services had 2.6 billion, of which an expenditure of 2.2 billion. Or 84.4% was recorded. Transfers and subsidies at 3.4 billion, of which 3.3 billion, or 99.2% was spent. Payments for capital assets had an allocation of 1.1 billion, of which 1.4 billion, or 128.5% was spent. The annual expenditure on compensation of employees under current payments was largely attributed to the following: a large number of vacant posts in Program 4, which is regional management, and Program 5, which is water sector regulation. The unexpenditure on goods and services resulted from the following: unspent funds in Program 1, that is administration, due to a prolonged licensing processes caused by the finalization of the audit services assessing issues. Audit services assessing issues related to water allocation reform, which occurred in the second half of 2009-10 financial year. So there were delays there. Non-expenditure of 7.5 million on the construction and expansion of the gauging wire network due to delays which affected the commencement of clip. That's drift and send the links rest, which happens in Program 2, that is water management. And then there is a non-expenditure of 74 million due to delays in the approval of projects underpinning the Masibambane program, that is Program 4, water management. Underspending on transfers and subsidies was largely attributable to the following: non-finalization of the payment for motor vehicle licenses to municipalities by the end of the financial year, and then undue delays of the leave gratuity payment to households, that was in Program 2.
Thank you. Any comments? Any comments, Honorable Billy? Okay, it's fine. Okay. Any comments on the findings? Honorable Sir?
Whether under findings we shouldn't add, well, we've got the findings that comes from the report now, which Honorable Singh has suggested we bring into findings. So those must come in there. But something that I would just like to add with your permission is that we say that all departments are underspending on capital, on the capital projects, which negatively impacts on job creation. That goes into the findings as well as the recommendations that because that is where jobs are created.
And they're all unspent.
On four, I can't understand.
I was thinking about what Honorable Swart is saying. In provinces, they speak about capital infrastructure program. Here, they speak about capital assets because they are referring to buying of equipment and whatnot. Now, I just want to ask to weigh the balance in terms of the concern that we want to raise. Seeing that capital assets and the infrastructure is not necessarily, capital infrastructure is not necessarily the same. Yes.
Not necessarily the same. But the point is that if we have it in the budget, the Minister of Finance got to provide for it.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't spend the money, they budget for it, but they don't do something about it.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, they don't buy the computers, they don't buy the vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
And this is bad.
Okay. All right. Sorry.
Yeah. Sure. But I think on findings, we must have a nice, bold, capital letters because we've finished with all the other information now. The reader must, who goes like me when I read the first page and the last page, I must know, hey, here's the findings of this committee. Like here, if you see findings, it seems like it's findings of the last department. Yeah, of water affairs. So it must be very clearly committee findings or whatever, whatever. And then number four, that the department, women, children, that further the department could not provide detailed information on the expenditure per program, giving reasons for the observed variances. There's something wrong there. Just relook at the sentence. And they could not provide reasons or something like that. They could not provide detailed information on the expenditure program as well as give reasons for the observed variances. As well as giving reasons.
Insertion of as well as giving reasons on number four.
That maybe we stop here and then we so that we can just study these recommendations at the next meeting we deal with them.
Chair, I would like to come up with a suggestion here, which was mentioned by Togo earlier, that our report must be at least readable. But it seems to also refer to it that we don't mix the departments which we discussed and those which we did not discuss. We put those which we discussed either first or last, but I'll prefer them first, and those which we did not meet separately, so that because there will be a flow, it will show that there was conversation, and when they pick up some conversation which they left out here, they should pick it, put it in, because this is really is good, but it's just a duplicate of what you gave us, except in the beginning of what you gave us when you presented the analysis. It will just be more readable and showing that we have some input, because if we take this, and I was actually
actually reading this one. I want to tell you the truth. The one you presented to us when the researchers did the analysis, there was little, I wasn't reading my original. I was reading this one as you were reading, and there was little difference. And our input was very little. And but I think calling departments here wants us to find out what their intentions are, and why, what caused them not to spend. Thank you.
But also, I don't know if what Honorable Mashiko is saying now perhaps might disturb what I'm saying. The other thing, maybe it might not be in this report, but if it can be done with this report as well and the other reports in the future. You know, sometimes we, let's say those, in those 10 departments that we identified but did not invite, the way we're writing them, sometimes we're starting with budget vote number 30, the next one is 10, the next one is whatever. Now, if maybe there could be some kind of sequence, you know, so we start with the smaller ones upward, you know, some kind of chronology, if you like.
Well, Honourable Member...
Sorry, just, I may not be on Friday, I've already apologised, but colleague Mbili will know. Maybe we should have a conclusion as well. Finding recommendation conclusion where we put time frames for the executive authority to report to the House on the things that need to be done here. You give them 60 days, so you hold them to it. So once the report is adopted by the House, there's a time frame within which they must come back and report to the Speaker, who will send it to our committee. That's a conclusion.
Just before we adjourn, I don't know if there is any progress in terms of the study tour. Any progress reports? Okay, are we having a meeting tomorrow? When are we, when is the next meeting?
Friday.
What meeting is that? Rural development. Okay. No, it's fine. Then it's because we have a sitting tomorrow. Because okay. No, it's fine. All right, members.